Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stick and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Larrith and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Nuggets, get it done.
Wait, can I just interrupt for a second?
Why, sure.
Did I just hear that you can just donate a piece of your liver?
That's what I think I heard. I think you can do that.
What?
It's the piece, what are they?
What's the part of your... What
they
organ
need a little they, meal during
oh, no,
the,
no, no,
the
no.
surgery?
What organ is it that you can give up part of that regenerates?
Is it an organ?
I thought the liver did that.
Well, I'm giving up half my brain to the NFL.
Like a starfish or something like that. I'm not
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, then. Did they get that little one stumpy leg? Like the little stumpy starfish?
Boy, the only area
I think octopus do that too, right? If you lop off an octopus leg, it grows like a little, you know, a little faulty, stumpy one. Maybe it's not fully developed, but it still
God, I hate
rolls
liver.
In there.
I hate liver.
Oh my
God. Oh. Whoa.
I do too.
And my mom loves liver. And so.
Oh, I know.
The Yeah, I see.
You only need a piece of the liver?
Well, it says, just upon a rough Google search.
Rough Google.
Okay.
It says, liver donation is possible because the liver is the only organ that can regenerate itself. An adult may be able to donate a portion of their liver to a child or another adult.
What do you know?
Look at you.
Look at me.
What?
It's all those medical shows I watched.
Right. I should not have been surprised.
Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Chicago Hope.
How much can you get paid for the load? Can you get paid for that?
Taste of liver.
I don't think you get paid for that.
No, oh, okay. That's
seriously,
just
my
a,
mom was
goodness
my mom.
Your
my mom would do one of those like
liver and onion
your
things.
Children are not leaving the table.
Oh my
until
god!
Until you eat this, she would play that game. And you know what? We had some epic stare downs.
Dude, you can't.
I can't eat it.
I can't either. I
can't eat it.
Oh my god!
Oh,
just the smell.
Oh my god!
I don't care. There are not enough onions in this country to smother a piece
not
of liver
enough
in.
Onions and ketchup.
Nope. Oh, my gosh.
Nope. Ain't happening.
All right. So I heard the commercial. I was wondering. Somebody on the text line says the liver has four lobes. Kind of like ears.
So the Nuggets get the win 110-105. Terrific. Uh-huh. One-on-one matchup between Victor Wembanyama, the fantastic rookie, and Nikola Jokic, the all-world, soon-to-be three-time MVP. Jokic goes for 42 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, earning the praise, once again, of his teammate Aaron Gordon.
He's an amazing player. Continues to make the right play. And just his patience was really incredible because they were doubling, and it was kind of an awkward double. You know, it was from the slot. And just to be doubled that much and have the patience and not get frustrated is just incredible, man. He's the best. He's the best we got.
Gordon, by the way, 23.7 rebounds, 4 assists. Wembanyama came close to a quadruple double. 23 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 9 blocks. But the Nuggets get the win to improve to 53-23. Did it without Jamal Murray missing his 6th straight game. Michael Malone, though, has a little checklist of things he'd like to fix before the playoffs roll along.
If you ask me what are the three major concerns that you have in the last 21 games now, it would be the defense has been outstanding, the offense has been incredible, but we have done a poor job in terms of getting back in transition at times, but the rebounding and the paint, you know, those are two areas that we have to try to shore up in our last, what do we have, 5 games left now or
six
games left?
Easily fixable. That's just effort. And when you're a team playing out the string like they are, some areas of the effort game might be lacking, and there you go. But you get into the playoffs, you're tuned up for those things.
Here's what I love. Our defense and offense have been outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Right.
I'll take that. Bless you.
But occasionally we get a little sloppy or a little lazy in the transition game, transition defense, and we've seen the rebounding, lack thereof, the second chance opportunities for the opponent has been the major flaw in the games they have lost since the All-Star break. That's what's cost them. So I'm with you, man. Those are at the end of a long season effort issues. I'm tired of this season. Can we please get to the playoffs so I can be interested again? That's where you are right now. This is like having things locked up in an NFL season with four games or three games left to play. You know, you're going to win your division. You're going to be a top seed. And now we got to get through these last three games. That's what that's like.
Third down.
Rockies fall to 1-5 after getting bludgeoned by the Cubbies at Wrigley, 12-2. The Rockies scored 9 runs in their 1 win, but in their 5 losses, they've scored a grand total of 7 runs for Bud Black.
For the offense to click, you need 6-7 guys swinging well. You look at the batting averages, and it's natural for guys to press as each game goes on and they don't get a hit or they, you know, their average is down.
Oh, yeah, there's pressing going on.
Oh, yeah.
We knew this was going to be a bad season.
Did Iron Man get a hit yet? He didn't have a hit yet, does he? I was watching last night. He didn't have a hit
Chris
through
Bryant
7.
Chris Bryant did not get a hit, no. Only batted twice. So, still hitting a robust 0-0-0.
How many homers does he have, though?
That'd be 0.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it for 4 Down Territory, our tour around the Denver sports scene. Having some fun with a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, and already Mark has sent a message to all of you. He is sharp today. He's on his game. You're going to have to be tight. You're going to have to be precise. You're going to have to bring it strong. See if you're up to the task next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
It is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday as we give you a chance to attack Mark's pompous I Told You So Island.
I like this music right
Residents
here.
Of One.
I would play this on my island. It's just happy.
Well, somebody wanted to know, by the way, did we determine the Rusties? Is there a Rusties? You know, we got Bowles' Bluff, Rogers Rock, the right. Paxton Lynch, Lazy River of Tears. Did we do something about, last time we did this, we did something with...
The Rusties?
With the Rusties.
Mm.
The Insane Cliffs, right? Wasn't the...
The Rusty Cliffs of Insanity. That's on the other side of Rogers Rock and Bowles' Bluff.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. The Cliffs of Insanity.
So here we go. You come up with your hot takes, and Mark, if you're really good, Mark has no choice but to admit you're not wrong. Mark, even your stinking good green chili can't make liver taste good. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, my gosh. You're not wrong.
Boom.
There's nothing. There is nothing that could make. Has anybody on this text line said they like liver? Have you seen anybody that?
There are folks out there that swear.
I know.
My mom loves it. My father-in-law loved it. My grandfather loved it.
Maybe it's an old. What about liverwurst? Have you ever had liverwurst?
Ugh,
I can't do that either.
My dad loved that.
Right, my dad liked liverwurst.
God, disgusting. Just stink
bro,
up.
Bro, have you ever heard of liverwurst?
Stink up the refrigerator.
No. Oh.
You've never even seen or heard of liverwurst.
It's the worst. Uh-uh. Go next time, you know what you do? Do this next time. Next time you're at a grocery store that has a good deli, or if you're ever at a deli, just ask, do you have any liverwurst? And just look for the reaction. Just look for the reaction.
Okay. I've had liver like in jerky, like a blend of different types of meat in jerky.
I don't know why anybody would eat. Do you know that if you try to eat a polar bear's liver, you would die? Like you would overdose on vitamin A or something like that.
What?
I heard that or read that somewhere. Or
really?
I probably didn't read it. Somebody probably told that to me. Is that true?
I don't buy that.
Polar bear.
You eat if you eat a polar bear.
If you try to eat polar bear liver, you'll die. It's so high in vitamin A, it's toxic. Something like that.
Hmm.
Who's on that? Anyone? Anyone? Johnny's on it right now. Johnny's like, are you?
So we got one. We got one.
We do have one.
We do have one.
We do have one.
All right. Usually over the course of a now 4-hour show, we set the over-under at 3.5. So we got one.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Texter. You now can go about the rest of your day with swagger, with confidence, with your chest puffed out, knowing that Mark Schlerich just said, hey, my friend,
yeah,
you are not wrong. Here's one. We should change Jamal Murray's nickname from the Blue Arrow to the Blue Marshmallow. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
That's
a little bit mean.
Yeah, that's not. No. The Blue Marshmallow would imply that he's soft.
That's what they're implying.
And I don't think he's soft. I think he has some legitimate injuries that they're trying to get him as healthy as possible for this playoff run. So I don't think Jamal is soft by any stretch of the imagination. Dude's a playoff-wise, he's a trained killer.
How can you go out and play the way he does in big games in the playoffs, deliver the kind of performances that he delivers on the biggest stage in basketball and call him soft?
Yes.
That makes no sense. No, he's right now he's injury prone. He's banged up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know how it works in sports. Who better than you to say that sometimes once you get that early injury in a season, you're constantly kind of compensating. You never really have time to get completely healthy. And it can just lead to a season where you're just constantly battling the injury bug.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. And then you'll have another year in your career where you're just scot-free, healthy the whole year.
Right.
No issues. But right now he's dealing, and the Nuggets are true to Michael Malone's word. He said at the NBA All-Star break, he said, we are going to try to finish with the highest seed possible, but I will not sacrifice health to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. And remarkably, they're this close to being able to accomplish both at the same time.
I got breaking news. Johnny, can you give me the breaking news? Do we have very broke breaking news? Do we have that?
This better be good.
It's really good.
It's really good?
Yeah.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
This is news.
This is from the BBC Science Focus.
Oh, geez.
Rogue can't find the breaking news.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Will you die if you eat a polar bear's liver? If you're hungry in the Arctic, you might want to think twice before tucking into that polar bear palate. Okay, here you go. Recommended daily allowance. Blah, blah. Oh, shoot. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I just lost it. Hold on. Oh, here we go. I'm back on it now. These damn computers, Mike. Recommended daily allowance, vitamin A, point blah, 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 blah. Okay, eat just 1 gram. The entire liver contains enough vitamin A to kill as many as 52 adults. If you spread that out just enough, your liver.
So one polar bear's liver can kill 52
people? Has enough vitamin
people?
A to kill 52 adults.
Wow. Huh. The more you know.
If you ask me what were the three major concerns that you have in the last 20
years.
I don't know.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Michael Malone's major concern for the Nuggets is eating polar bear liver.
Wow. Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Mark, if the Nuggets don't... This is one of those shows. I love when you get off on tangents like this.
But
it's just,
you like...
It's so much fun because I have no idea.
I don't know how
my
many...
My carefully cultivated Brian. Show with my carefully cultivated rundown just gets, you know, thrown out the window, which I love, by the way.
I don't know. There may be some folks here in Denver that are taking a, you know, polar bear safari.
No, that's... I am genuinely...
You don't really safari.
That
out
is
in
something
the
that
Arctic,
I never knew that I find actually fascinating. And I
right.
I thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Did you also know that the polar bear hair is hollow?
Okay. I'm intrigued. What does that mean? Rogue, do you know about this?
Well, here's what I heard, that the hair is actually translucent.
Mm-hmm.
In color, but it's so dense that it looks white.
Right, and it's actually, they're hollow like straws, and the skin of the polar bear is black.
Yeah.
So the black draws in heat, the skin, and those translucent straws draw heat in to keep the polar bear warm.
Mm. This must have been something you were taught early on in Alaska. This sounds like Alaska knowledge. This is like any kid walking around Alaska knows this.
That's right.
Probably about the polar bears.
Alaska history.
Exactly. Mark, if the Nuggets don't repeat as champions, our lack of action before the trade deadline will be the reason. Reggie Jackson being our best offensive option off the bench is our weakest link. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You are wrong because this has been the formula. And because offensively they're not required, they're not looking for offensive production necessarily out of the bench. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for energy and defense that transitions to offense. Because let's face it, you're not putting five bench players out like they've done in several games. You're putting one or two guys. There's a short rotation. So if Christian Brown and, let's say, Peyton Watson come in, either Jokic and Gordon or Jokic and Murray, or not Murray, but maybe Murray and Gordon, or Murray and Michael Porter Jr., they're going to be a couple of production veterans. So you're just looking for a rest, and you're looking for defensive production and energy that Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, any one of those guys can provide. So I don't buy that. Hey, listen, we were sitting there going, oh, Brucey, how are we going to – Brucey, he scored 12 points, you know. He
right.
averaged like
right.
11 points during the regular season and 12 points in the playoffs.
And also, what we talked about is – and by the way, we use this guy as an example. We never said trade him, as some people tried to come back at me in recent weeks. We used this as an example. But the reason why the Nuggets were so – inactive at the trade deadline was to, in order to be able to make any kind of significant trade, you were going to have to trade one of your starting five to make the numbers match up.
Right.
And there was no way that was going to happen. So correct. That's why talking about big trades, once you understood the math, as only we know so well here.
Real math, not radio math.
That there was no way you were going to be able to make a significant trade at the trade deadline. This is the group that they're looking to win it with, and I'm pretty confident that they'll do it. What's trending coming up next?
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Hey, Mark, you be the judge. Apparently, Dan Orlovsky has a problem that, well, you probably admire. Apparently, he has trouble with flatulence, farts.
Okay.
And they crop up at the most inopportune of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened before when he's been on television. Well, you be the judge. Did it happen again when he was on with Pat McAfee yesterday?
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like, it's...
Another farting Dan Orlovsky situation.
Danny Dumps.
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
Your butt was talking.
We heard it.
Your butt just farted into the phone again, like you in Monday Night Football.
Oh, no.
That's what just happened.
What do you mean?
You remember Monday Night Football when you had your microphone and you went to sneeze and you bent down and it caught your fart?
Like, what do you...
Just fart.
Pooped your pants, Dan.
Just fart.
We heard your fart, brother.
We heard your butt just fart.
Methane
in the middle
or
of
gas.
The cake.
I did not fart.
Dan. This is two times now, Dan. This is the Orlovsky thing.
Fool me once, Dan.
Are you guys being serious right now, or are you messing with me?
Wow.
I don't know. That
feels staged.
That felt staged. Like, first of all, let's hear it again.
Let's just hear the
This is like
telling my grandkids, it's toot. I tell them toot.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like, it's
yeah, that's
now, first of all,
I don't buy that.
You can't You can't let something like that rip and then just continue
just
stay composed enough to keep talking like you were talking. You can't just pass that off.
Something like that. The first question, if that was real, the first question is not you just like laughing about it and stuff. You first question you ask is, did you get any on you? Something that hard? I mean, that's...
That'd be my first concern.
Yeah,
I'd stop worrying about whatever point I was making.
Right, exactly.
I'd have to like,
oh!
I'd have to take
stock. I gotta roll. Stock. That's when you have to put leaves in the gutter.
that's
when you got that kind of thing going on.
That's your leaves in the gutter. You taught me that.
That fart right there would have paralyzed Iron Man.
Oh, he'd be
out.
Oh,
he'd be
on the 50-day, 60-day IL.
They'd send him in an ambulance down to to Albuquerque.
He'd be on a one-way ticket to Albuquerque. Aaron Rodgers. So we learned that, a lot of NFL contracts, just about every NFL contract, does include some performance incentives. You know, we found out that Quinn Meinerz got some
$750,000. That one's different, though.
$50,000.
That one's different because that's something that's new in the collective bargaining agreement to take the young kids that aren't making much money on those rookie contracts and stuff. And if they perform and outperform their contract, it's a way to bonus them so they can have a little bit more. So, like, that's different than what Aaron Rodgers would get because you're not getting that.
Well, he got he had performance-based pay written into his contract.
Sure.
Guess how much money he got paid for performance-based pay?
Well, he plays four plays.
So what do you think he got?
Nothing.
No, he did. He got something.
Dollar.
For those four plays.
Dollar?
He got $81.14 in performance-based pay, the lowest in the league.
Yeah. So he was making...
Did that come to you in a check or something? Like a single check?
He was making like $20 per play.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll cut you a check.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still get checks for some of your... Like, checks. Do they come in the mail for some of your roles? Like... What do they call them? Residuals?
I've been getting a load of residuals lately.
Really?
Load.
Like for what?
Like yesterday, I got probably 15 or 16 checks.
Get out! Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
For all the acting roles I've been in.
And give me some examples. What? Like, give me some of the checks you got. For what? And for how much?
I get a lot of like 26-cent checks, 30-cent checks.
For what roles? Like Red Dawn?
Yeah, Red Dawn.
Ballers. You will literally get checks for like 60 cents?
Oh, even less, yeah.
Huh.
But like I posted something here. Hold on for one second. I posted something on Instagram the other day. I've got it right here. Let me just look at this. Because I've got all these checks that I post because it's funny. Like I've gotten checks for $0. Zero.
That must have been...
Here you go.
Guiding light.
$1.16. 32 cents. 12 cents. 87 cents. 12 cents. $3.10. That's a big one.
You might want to frame that one.
12 cents. 11 cents. I'm flipping through these. 10 cents. 40 cents. $1.09.
Can I ask you, do you ever cash them?
Oh yeah, my wife takes them and puts them in.
Seriously.
Like the other day we had $100 worth of checks. We probably had 30 checks.
No kidding.
It was like $102 or something.
Go to the movies, have a good time.
Yeah.
From your stellar acting career. Lewis Hamilton, the F1 driver and one of the Broncos owners, regrets to this day that he turned down a role in Top Gun, the Tom Cruise movie. That has been credited with saving cinema. He was offered a chance. They've been friends. Cruz and Hamilton have been friends for some time now. He was offered a role to be one of the pilots in the movie, but he turned it down because of course he was racing. He was in the middle of an F1 season championship, which by the way, that year 2018 when they made the movie, he ended up winning the championship that year. So. But he said it would have been cool to be in Top Gun.
It would have been, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, from what I understand, they're making another one. So, hey. Sir Lewis Hamilton, reach out to your buddy and get into this one.
Tom, have you heard about my residual checks?
That's
right?
True. How about you?
I could be that surly Top Gun, like,
yeah, you could be like
desk jockey. You know what? I don't know what
you
would.
You could be like the guy. You could be like the guy. Remember the guy in the first Top Gun that whenever they buzzed the tower and he'd like spill the coffee and you know, son of a, you know, you'd be great at that.
Yeah.
You know, standing there on the bridge with big binoculars looking out. Good tight buzz cut.
Yeah, buzz cut.
You know, just ripped in that uniform, naval uniform, and then they buzz the tower.
Just like, you son of a...
Right.
Get me Maverick in here right now.
Oh, that's good. I just got chills. So, we've been highlighting some of the extraordinary new food choices at ballparks this year.
Oh.
I think we were talking about the other day. We were talking about, was it St. Louis, the slinger dog?
Yeah.
Check out what they got going on in Pittsburgh at Pirate Games. They have a new food item called the Renegade. Ready for this?
Yeah.
It's a foot-long hot dog topped with potato pierogies, pot roast, pickles, and onions.
I got a picture of it. Does that look delicious? I would just go with the pot roast and the pierogies. The onions and the pickles. Just pull the hot dog out. Who's coming up with all this stuff?
I know. How do you come up with these things?
Why?
Like, how do you come up with these concoctions? It's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. It's real men are genius here, but man. Foot-long hot dog topped with potato pierogies, pot roast, pickles, and onions.
I wonder what...
It actually looks freaking delicious.
I wonder what our team is serving.
That is not soda approved.
What's our team?
The Rockies? Rockies?
No, not...
Oh, the... Excuse me.
The Orioles.
Our team. The Orioles.
The Orioles. What are we serving? What are we serving to Camden?
We got to dive into our Orioles team and find out what's going on with this new team that we've adopted this year. Since the Rockies aren't going anywhere, we've adopted a team because we're baseball fans and we want to be able to follow a team that is actually playing for something. So we've adopted the Orioles. That is what is trending. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday as we give you a chance to assault Mark's pompous, arrogant, I told you so island. See if you can get him to admit you're not wrong. That's next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
I got about 40 minutes of uninterrupted opportunities for you, the great texters, to take your shots at Mark here. Tell me why I'm wrong. Knock him down a peg or two. Come up with a hot take. Finish it off with Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. If Mark has no choice but to admit you're right, you get to hear those magical words that will just make your day, make your week, make your life when Mark says you're not wrong. We got one so far today. Here we go. Here's another one. This is from Kevman 5050. Mark, if MPJ plays the way he has since the All-Star break through the playoffs, we won't be hearing about the non-Jokic minutes. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Explain the time he's not in.
Not in there, right. Those, probably 10 to 12 minutes during the course of a NBA playoff game in which Jokic isn't playing.
Well, do you tell me about the plus minus? This is the problem with you. Well, tell me about the plus minus right now when Jokic is on the court versus when he's off the court.
Well, I don't have the exact plus minus, but you yourself just said earlier today that the only thing you ask from the Nuggets bench, you don't really require points. All you require is energy, defense, hustle, rebounding, that kind of thing. But you are acknowledging by saying that there isn't much scoring that happens when Jokic isn't out there.
Right, but what I'm saying, this is a specifically, I'm not talking about the bench. He's a starter. And this is
some of the starters play while...
Of course they do.
When the bench is in.
I understand that. I understand. Stop interrupting. Just listen.
Yeah, but I can feel you getting wiggly.
No, it's not wiggly. It's just wrong. So his premise is, we're not going to have to hear about Joker being on the bench because Michael Porter Jr. is going to carry the team. Michael Porter Jr. has had plenty of opportunities to carry the team when Jokic is on the bench, and the plus minus is still in the minus when Jokic goes to the bench. So, like, how all of a sudden is going to be, if he plays the same way, they're still in the minus. So what you're saying is that MPJ will carry them when Joker's on the bench. He hasn't. That hasn't proven to be true yet since the All-Star break. So what all of a sudden is going to change? So you're just wrong. Your premise is completely...
There was a way that they could have gone at that. Kevman could have said, if Michael Porter Jr. continues to play the way that he has played since the All-Star break, there's no way the Nuggets lose in the playoffs. Then I could listen to that argument. Because you already know what you're going to get from Jokic.
I could change that, too. Like, if they continue to play good teams and they allow second shot opportunities and they don't rebound, they don't fix that aspect of their game, which they've struggled with in their losses, then they could lose a playoff series, theoretically. So that you're 0-2.
By the way,
nice effort.
Dan Orlovsky said it was not a fart when he was on the Pat McAfee show. He said it was his windshield wiper.
The old whoopee cushion windshield wiper.
Yeah, you listen to this again and you tell me if you've ever heard your windshield wiper make this noise, even on intermittent.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like it's
if the windshield's kind of dry and your windshield wiper goes off, it can make that kind of rubbery.
Right. I am buying that now. That's windshield wiper.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like it's...
So the fact that he was able to continue on so matter of fact...
Yeah, seamlessly. That was... I buy that. That was a windshield
wiper. Really? You think it was a windshield wiper?
Yeah. Hmm. Now that I hear it.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, it definitely has.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like it's...
Yeah. I buy that. Although, I mean, that's like ventrilo fart. you could throw your farts.
Maybe it was, because if that noise actually came out of Orlovsky's car, I that's amazing control to be able to continue to look right at the camera, talk, continue on with your point.
It would be far more muffled if you're sitting on the seat. It'd be far more muffled, right?
Well, sometimes you like to.
Well, he's
pivot a little bit to create a little
right, but you're not
torque
in the middle of doing it. You're not gonna lift a cheek because you're actually doing it. You're on camera,
right?
You know,
you can't pivot like that.
Yeah, you can't just all of a sudden reach over as you're talking and lean to one side and just rip.
That is a scientific fact.
Here's one for you. Little birdie passed this one along to me.
Did they now?
Yes. See you wiggle out of this one.
Okay.
If Zach Bye was a woman, he'd be Caitlin Clark. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I am. Okay, so this is interesting because I will wiggle off the hook on this one. I do see, like... Has anybody ever actually seen Zach Bye and Caitlin Clark in the same room at the same time?
Nope.
There is a resemblance there.
Okay.
But the difference is Caitlin Clark can shoot threes.
Oh, Zach can ball.
I know he can ball. Zach can jump out of the gym.
Yeah.
But he can't shoot threes like that.
No, he can't.
No.
But that's not the point. The point is, we're not comparing basketball talents. We're saying if Zach Bye was a woman, he'd look like Caitlin Clark. Tell me why I'm wrong.
So if he was a girl. Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and give the point because I don't want to get myself into a conversation that I'm going to have to come back on air at a later date and apologize for.
So good. We got another point.
All right, there you go.
That's true.
There you go.
When the little birdie passed that along to me, we were watching a highlight of and I was like, "You know what? I could see that."
Boy, I tell you, she's fun to watch, man.
Did you see the TV ratings?
Yes.
Did you see the TV ratings?
They had a 12.3. That's like a lower rung. That is like a regional Carolina Atlanta matchup, a 12.3 or 11.
Called by Mark Schlereth on Fox.
Right. I get that 12.3.
You will.
I tell you what, that's a big number.
That is a big. So,
what do you think an NBA Finals game goes? The NBA Finals game is like a 4 or 5, right?
Right. No, it was the way it was listed was 12.3 million viewers for the Iowa LSU game on, and that's on a Monday night, by the way.
Right.
This was on a Monday night. This wasn't on a Saturday, Sunday. This was Monday night. 12.3 million viewers had more viewers than any women's college basketball game ever. More than the 2023 NBA Finals, the 2023 World Series, the 2023 Orange Bowl, Big Ten Championship, Cotton Bowl, Pac-12 Championship, Big 12 Championship, ACC Championship, Peach Bowl, Thursday Night Football, and every 2023 college football regular season game except Ohio State, Michigan.
Wow. Wow.
So there you go.
That is ginormous.
Whew. And we're getting ready for the men's Final Four this weekend. The women's, I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about storylines, personalities. You know, who garners attention, who makes headlines, all that stuff. The women's game has far more compelling storylines and personalities than the men's game does. Just look at the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
With Kim Mulkey and Dawn Staley and Gino Auriemma. Add in players like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. Who's the NBA? Who's the college basketball have? Zach Edey?
Edey Beedy. Hurley?
Hurley's interesting.
With all his quirky.
Yeah, Hurley's interesting. But other than that.
By the way.
DJ Burns, I guess.
I flew, when I worked at ESPN, I flew one morning with Gino.
Auriemma?
Yeah, he was here because back in the day, Highlands Ranch had like Ann Strother. And,
oh yeah, they had some really good players.
Yeah, so he came to recruit. She ended up going to UConn, but we flew on that morning flight. He came here, Washington. He was going back to stores, going back to Connecticut, and we flew on the same flight, sitting next to each other. Intimidating,
is he?
He's got that hardcore coach, like always, you know, he's always coaching, thinking. I felt kind of like you felt when you were sitting in a press conference with Mike Shanahan and you asked him a question, he just looked at you like, you mother.
Oh my God, I peed.
Right.
Peed down my leg a little bit, a little dribble. Right there in the press conference.
Right. I talked to him for a little bit, but I didn't. I was like, huh, all right. Okay, coach. Because he's
He never turned it off.
No, he's just working on something. He's working on scouting.
Ryan in Firestone. Dick Montfort needs to sell the Rockies. We, as fans, have to find a way to get him to sell. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, Dick Montfort, why would he sell the Rockies? It's a cash cow. Why would he, like, you talked about yesterday about our team, the Orioles. And how they lost 115 and 108 and 110. And the attendance went from 19, which is inflated, down to 16, down to 9,000 people.
Bottomed out at 9,000, which means they were getting about 4,000 to 5,000 people
right.
at games. Yeah.
So that's where they were. Then that organization, I think at that point, did they sell and new owners came on? How'd that work?
Well, no, see, this is why I need to follow the Orioles,
right.
since we've adopted them. I don't know their exact, but I know was it the Angelos family, and they had some, that was always a bad ownership family. They never really invested in the team. Mm. They were kind of Montfort-esque, but they have new owners now. I don't know what precipitated
right.
them, but they do have new owners now.
And now they're winning, and they've built through the draft, and they've built their team, and yada, yada. But why would Dick Montfort, Friday evening, They'll have the game, you know, they'll have their home opener, and there will be close to 50,000 people in that stadium.
For the opener. Everybody draws on their opener.
Okay, well, that's
except
fine.
For Oakland, but it's what happens after that.
Mike, they were one of the worst teams in baseball last year and still drew attendance-wise at 14. So you're still in the upper half. There's 30 teams in Major League Baseball. You're still in the upper half at 14, and you've lost over 100 games. So Dick Monfort, as long as you're making money, as long as it's a cash cow, why?
Why would you?
Why would you ever sell that?
Why would you ever sell unless you are just immersed in controversy a la Daniel Snyder or something? Why would you sell a professional sports franchise? It's the value only goes up. And right. And it's one of those investments that literally can become a 100-year family owned, passed down. You become the Rooneys in Pittsburgh or the Maras or whomever.
Look at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys have not won a championship in 29 years. Mike, 3 decades without a championship. Mm-hmm. You know what the number one sports franchise in America is?
Yeah.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Over $9 billion they're worth.
So you think Jerry Jones is really about winning championships or building a brand? Like, seriously. Like, if Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones was the GM of any other team, would they still be the GM? Would they still be fine? Would they still be?
Right.
29 years without a championship.
So let's stop.
I'll tell you the other thing. Very similar... Structure-wise, think about it. I mean, Jason Garrett was the head coach for, a decade without winning anything? He's not trying to fire people. He's not trying, like, Mike McCarthy? Like, think about, the structure-wise, man, but they sell out. They sell merchandise. People are excited about them. They make money. They don't win anything.
Yeah, I see that going around. We got to force Dick Monfort to sell. You're not going to force Dick Monfort to sell. Okay, so stop. That's useless, wasted energy. But if you do want to make your point known, you got to stop going to the games. And I know, people automatically get their hackles up whenever, somebody like myself comes on the airwaves and says, don't tell me what to do as a sports fan. I'll do whatever I damn well please. Okay, fine. You can do that. But understand, the only way you are going to send a message to Dick Monfort is if you heard him at the box office. If the attendance were to dive, then he would be forced to pay more attention to the baseball team. Because over 3 million strong come into the ballpark every year, no matter how many games they're losing, he doesn't care because the ballpark gets to continue to be the star. But if you really want to do something as a fan base, you got to stay away. And when I say stay away, by the way, I'm not saying don't go to a game. If you want to take your kids to a game or you love baseball, all I'm asking is this. If you would go to X number of games if they were really good, cut that number in half when they're really bad.
Right.
Meaning if they were really good, if this was a playoff contending, National League Championship Series contending, NL West contending team, and you would go to 10 to 12 games a year if that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm asking of you is that with this team being as bad as they are, don't go to 10 to 12 games. Go to 2 to 4 games. If everybody out there cut down on what they would normally do, trust me, it would make a difference. You'd start to feel it.
But the problem is, this is a very transient city that has a ton of baseball fans. There's a lot of baseball fans in Colorado. And so it's not necessarily that you could send a message to the Rockies, but you do want to see the Dodgers come into town. You do want to see the Giants come into town. You do want to see, hey, man, the talent, say what you will about the Padres, man, they've got some talent. They got some guys that can play. And then when the American League teams come in here, you want to watch the American League. You want to watch the Bo Sox or the Yankees or, our team, the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
When they come here late August.
Yep, we'll be there.
That's right.